Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
The Ad Council.
Hey, this is Homer. You're listening to the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
The Packers QB of the future is locked in. Jordan Love has been extended to a historic deal. This is special green and gold coverage on ESPN Wisconsin.
The Jordan Love contract extension extravaganza rolls on here on ESPN Wisconsin. That's Gabe Neitzel of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm Alex Strofe of Mr. Irrelevant. Ashton Rotman, our executive producer, running the show this morning along with Hunter Vaughn. Producer Tiny Hands running the show back in Madison. With you for about another half an hour here on ESPN Wisconsin. As we react to the record-breaking deal, that is 4 years, $220 million.
Woo!
For Jordan Love, that is $55 million a year. Officially signed this morning, according to Adam Schefter, who will join us momentarily, here on ESPN Wisconsin. $220 million, 4 years. That is crazy. But it's well-deserved after what he did a year ago, Gabe, after the season he had in his first year as the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, winning a playoff game in Dallas, almost winning a playoff game to the eventual against the eventual NFC champion 49ers. It's well earned.
On the surface, it seems crazy that you would become the highest paid player in NFL history based on really eight really good games. But it's the product of the circumstances. The Packers needed to lock him up to a long-term deal by... There was always a question last year when he was playing, well, man, why don't more teams do this? To have a quarterback sit for a while? Well, first of all, it's a luxury because usually you're a bad team drafting a quarterback in the first round. You can't afford to have him sit. And a lot of teams want to do what the 49ers have been able to do, that the Seattle Seahawks did all those years ago. And when you have a quarterback on the cheap on those rookie deals, you want to be able to pay all these other players around them to kind of bolster up the roster. So that's kind of the reason. And then the other reason on the back end is, well, you didn't really get Jordan Love for cheap for very long.
Yeah.
Because that got expensive quick.
It got expensive really fast. That's Gabe Neitzel, Alex Strofe with you here on ESPN Wisconsin. Let's go to the phone lines now. ESPN senior NFL insider, the man who broke the news, the great Adam Schefter, joins us now here on ESPN Wisconsin. Schefter, appreciate the time. Obviously, this is the market we live in now. 4 years, $220 million for Jordan Love. It took a little bit, but they got it done. Let's start with just your reaction to the news, Schefter.
Exactly what we expected it to be, almost on the timeline we expected it to be. Before the first padded practice today, Packers wanted to get him out there. You knew it wasn't going to be cheap. I mean, we had said, you tell me, Gabe, did we not say that he was going to be one of the, if not the highest paid quarterbacks in football? Wasn't that the line we kept saying over and over?
Yeah, it is the one we kept saying over and over. Absolutely.
And what did it turn out to be? He is one of the... if not the, depending on how you look at it, the highest paid quarterback in football, right? So, you know, what's interesting to me is that it's a 4-year contract. And so that the Green Bay Packers went on a shorter deal where many of the other quarterback extensions that were done are 5-year deals. So that means that when Jordan Love is 30 years old in 2028, he will have a chance to become a free agent again, if that's what he opts to do. So he has crushed it now, and he'll have the ability, if he plays well, to really do very well again 5 years from now after he plays out this contract. So, again, a big win for Jordan Love. And the Green Bay Packers are in a situation where they don't have to pay right now a wide receiver the top dollars, the tight end the top dollars. They have an opportunity here, even though they have to pay Jordan Love, to be able to pay him that and still build a young, offensive, talented team and make a run, and that's what they've done here. And let's see how it works out.
Clearly, the Packers said, Brian Gutekunst had said publicly he wanted to get a deal done before training camp. That wasn't the case. What do you think ultimately the holdup was? Because, like you just said, Adam, this ended up kind of being exactly what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, The only thing I can tell you is they're probably haggling over the 4 or 5 years. I'm sure that was an issue because I can't imagine that the Green Bay Packers were thrilled about 4 years, but in the end they did that. You know, Jordan Love had wins here, and the Packers got their win in that he's under contract for 5 more years. He's a guy that they built around. And so, look, here's the deal. These deals get done sort of when they have to. And with the Packers having their first padded practice today, they wanted him out there today. And so whatever that last little hang-up was, and I don't know what that was. My guess is, obviously, you're haggling over the money, whether it's the actual guarantee in the end or the average coming up a little bit, whatever it is, both sides got in the end what they wanted, but I don't know that final little obstacle, why it got done last night as opposed to, say, Monday night. Probably just the time and urgency of the situation, to be frank.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter with us here on ESPN Wisconsin, reacting to the historic deal for Packers quarterback Jordan Love. 4 years, $220 million. Schefty, we've talked a lot this morning about expectations, what this does, right? When you look at the deal, the guys he's with, Joe Burrow, who played in the Super Bowl, Trevor Lawrence, the former number one overall pick. When you pay a guy this much money, what does that do for the expectations for Jordan Love?
Yeah, I don't know that it changes it drastically. Like, here's a team that traded up to get this guy. Here's a team that traded Aaron Rodgers to make room for this guy. There were always some form of expectations for him. He was always expected to be able to do something significant and special, right? And so, in this particular case, this is just the next step in that development, in that progression, to where now the money's come. So do you think there's that much more pressure in the NFL playing quarterback because you got a contract? Like, you don't think there's been pressure on Jordan Love all along? When they drafted him, when they traded up to get him, when they traded at, like, this is what he's battled all his career here. So it's just another layer of it. But I don't think it's anything drastically different than the pressure that he's overcome before, in my mind.
It's an interesting way to put it, though, right? Like, I guess I haven't viewed it that way. But it's a good point by you.
But, again, has he not played the toughest position in sports for a rabid, for a rabid fan base? Like, so there was no pressure then? There was no pressure when they traded up to get him. There was no pressure when he came in. There's no pressure when people are wondering why they took him as opposed to drafting a wide receiver. No pressure. No pressure when they traded Aaron Rodgers, you know, one of the great players in NFL history, to make room for him. Like, okay, yeah. So they gave him this big contract. Okay. Yeah, we knew it was coming. You knew it was going to happen. Okay. So there's more pressure on that position? More? I don't know how that is, but okay. I mean, I understand. It's just another level of thought process, but I don't think that's the way that many top athletes think.
So the question now becomes, Shefty, how long before this contract seems like a deal? Because I remember everybody freaking out about the 10-year, $450 million contract that Patrick Mahomes signed.
Right.
And now in an annual average value basis, he's not even in the top 10 of NFL quarterbacks. Right. So how long before it seems like this contract's almost a steal?
Well, what I would say is the market will start to turn, presumably, next offseason when Dak Prescott resets the market, when Brock Purdy, I would think, passes up these deals, and there will be two deals right then and there that get done. And then at some point in time, when Patrick Mahomes sees all these deals, then he's going to redo his deal. Josh Allen's going to redo his deal. Someone's going to win the Super Bowl and want to redo his deal. So it's just the natural progression of things. You'll start to see this deal already slide back next offseason. And then the next offseason will slide back a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And by the time we get into the fourth year of the deal, depending on how well Jordan Love is playing, the money that is being spent in this particular will either be a huge value or it'll be a massive overspend.
Uh-huh.
But that'll be contingent on his play, not the numbers. So we'll see how that plays out in the years to come. But That's how it works with contracts at every position. You know, the next wave of players at that spot get paid, and they beat the marks that are established in front of them if they're warranted and worthy, and then we go on to the next deal.
That's how it works. That's how it works. ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter with us here. Gabe Neitzel, Alex Stroph on ESPN Wisconsin for a few more minutes. Schefter, you tweeted yesterday that the 2020 NFL draft class for quarterbacks, Burrow, Tungavailoa, Herbert, Love, and Hurts, have a combined now $1.25 billion. That's a B, billion dollars in contracts. Are we going to view this as one of the great quarterback draft classes, 2020, or is this just what the market is when you get your guy, you pay him, and that's just what the market is now that we're up to $1.25 billion?
Right. I think it's a little bit of both right now. Obviously, you're talking about huge numbers, and you're talking about more money than any quarterback draft class ever has made, but this quarterback draft class also is going to have to win some playoff games and Super Bowls before we start putting it into that category. How many Super Bowls has this draft class won so far?
That would be a total of zero.
Okay. So until they start winning multiple Super Bowls, it's hard to talk about them with the Jim Kelly, John Elway draft class of 1983, Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien, Tony Eason. Now, I know that draft class won only two Super Bowls, I guess, and that would be from John Elway. But again, we're still talking multiple Super Bowls. This class has zero right now. This class right now will make more money than any other quarterback draft class. But you know what? This past quarterback draft class, this past year that just happened in April, if those guys play well, they'll set that record. So that's a function of the market, but the function of whether or not it's one of the great quarterback draft classes is the function of productivity and championship play in the postseason.
Okay, well, you say that. Let's talk about the five quarterbacks in the 2020 NFL draft class. In your opinion, Adam Schefter, which of these teams has the best chance to win a Super Bowl next? Is it the Bengals, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Eagles, or the Packers?
Well, that's not just a quarterback question. That's an organizational team-wide question. And I think if we were to look at that right now, you could make an argument. I can make an argument for a few of those teams. Would you be surprised if the Packers or Eagles won the Super Bowl this year? I wouldn't be. Doesn't mean they will, but I do believe that they're good enough to contend and compete for that. Would you be surprised if the Bengals or Dolphins did? I would think that still have a chance to compete for it. Again, so much has to go right. Your quarterback has to play well. But a lot of these quarterbacks are in good positions. And honestly, they're so early in their careers that there's still so much work to be done and so much history to write and so much that is left ahead of them that it's hard to define their legacies. Four seasons into their career. Like, it's just way too early. Way too early. By the way, you could tape this and play it back 5 years from now, 6 years from now. Our view of these guys, the way they are today, and the trajectories of their careers will be different in 6 years. Some of them will exceed what we expect. Some of them will disappoint from what we expect. And I don't know how that's going to go. They don't know how that's going to go. We don't know. But that's the nature of a career. It's a long journey. And there are ups and downs and stops and starts. And obviously the best ones perform at the highest levels over an extended period. That is the challenge for each of these men. And that is what each of these teams is investing in, thinking and believing that they have the guy to do it. And some of them do. And a couple of them will probably be wrong.
Yeah,
Schefter, I'd love to talk to you about who you took in the 3M Open, but I think the folks
Tony
here
that
you took Finau. Well, that's just a smart choice. Yeah. That's just a smart choice.
Well, he's not doing great right now.
Well, no, but I mean, going in, like, it wasn't a very good field. Like, Finau was the right, can't fault you.
I need Tony Finau to pick it up here. in the final two rounds.
Amazing. Adam Schefter, ESPN Senior NFL Insider. We appreciate the insight, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
It's Adam Schefter from ESPN, the man who broke the news. Jordan Love, now the highest paid player in the NFL. 4 years, $220 million contract extension, $55 million a year. You can hear more Gabe Neitzel coming up about 40 minutes here on ESPN Radio with Jonathan Zaslow, 12 to 3 nationally. Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Radio worldwide. Gabe, appreciate the time. Great hanging out with you, brother.
Always worth getting up on a Saturday morning to hang out with Strophy in his glasses.
I'm sick of you mentioning the glasses. We'll wrap up our Jordan Love contract extension extravaganza. Sam, Gabe Neitzel, coming up next right here on ESPN Wisconsin. Back and better than ever. There's the Jordan Love contract extension extravaganza here on ESPN Wisconsin. See what I did there, Ashley? Back and better than ever?
Yes, Greeny. Thank you.
You got it?
Thank God.
Thanks again to Gabe Neitzel, Jason Wilde, Adam Schefter, all joining us throughout today's extravaganza. I'm Alex Stroff with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One Call, That's All Studios at the Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Ashton Rotman, producer Tiny Hands, Hunter Vaughn running the show for us today across ESPN Wisconsin. We've been reacting all morning. We reacted last night as the 8:03 p.m. news dump that was the largest contract extension in NFL history. 4 years, $220 million. Jordan Love is the highest paid player in NFL history, tied with Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, $55 million a year. I mean, that's just bonkers, right? I mean, the way we look at this is, yeah, you know, he'll get extended. We've kind of been saying it since May, right? Like, okay, it's just a matter of time. It'll be this week or next week. And it took a little bit. And that's the one thing I don't think Gabe and I got into enough today. What the heck took so long? The Packers have known since May 3rd. That's almost 3 months ago. That'll be 3 months ago this week. That Jordan Love was eligible for a contract extension. And it took until July 26th at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday, when I'm drinking a few shandies up at AmFam Field, that we get the news.
Tough timing.
Yeah, tough timing indeed, Ashy. So what the heck took so long is the question I keep asking myself. The moral of the story, though, is it didn't blow up into ridiculous dramatics and theatrics. Jordan Love was never unhappy, right? Like, he was at practice, he was at meetings, he just wasn't practicing because you don't want to pop an Achilles or tear an ACL when you've got $220 million on the line. But it took longer than I think any of us would have hoped or liked. But it's done. It's in the rear view. It's over and done with. Jordan Love is on the practice field in shoulder pads today in a red jersey. Jordan Love will be at family night next Friday. He will be in the preseason games. I don't know how much he'll play, but he will be there. And when ultimately we get to that first Friday in September in Brazil, Jordan Love will be the Packers quarterback on the field, playing against another quarterback from that 2020 draft class that we just talked with Adam Schefter about, Jalen Hurts. That draft class is absolutely insane. Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, $1.25 billion in contracts between the five of those guys. Let's end the show with this, though, right? Because I've been a little negative today, if you've been listening since 9 a.m., and if you haven't, I'll tell you why I've been negative. I'm having a hard time forgetting how Jordan Love started the season last year. I'm having a hard time just putting it in the back of my memory where I can't access it, that Jordan Love wasn't great the first half of the season. All I've asked for this offseason, heading into the 2024 NFL season, is that Jordan Love and the Packers offense is consistent. I can't guarantee that. I can't promise that. That's all I hope for. Because what we saw last year was an inconsistent product. Ultimately, it ended up pretty consistent towards the end of the year and into the postseason, when the Packers went into Dallas and scored 50 points in three quarters. And then they went into San Francisco in the first three quarters. They looked really good offensively. There's going to be lows. There will be bad games. But my hope is, when you sign a guy to the richest deal in NFL history, is that it's consistent and it looks pretty. I'm not saying he needs to win the MVP in a runaway race. I'm not saying He needs to win the Super Bowl in 2024. I'm just saying, I hope it looks okay. I hope it's consistent. I hope it's pretty. 800-990-3776. You're way into the show with a few minutes left here in the Jordan Love contract extension extravaganza here on ESPN Wisconsin. I just want it to be consistent. And this deal is a no-brainer. And I understand the people that call in or text in, and I've seen plenty of them today. You don't understand why he's worth so much. It's pretty simple. He's 25 years old. He played a really good second half of the season, and he looks the part. That's all you need to know. Ignore the dollar signs. Ignore how much it is. Ignore all of that, right? It doesn't matter. It's going to be a good deal in 2 years when the cap it goes up. Ignore the dollar signs. The moral of the story is, Packer fan, you did it again. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, you did it again. You have your franchise quarterback. You have a guy that has the potential to be a great quarterback. Maybe even one of the best in the league. Maybe even a multiple-time MVP award winner. Time will tell. We will see. I can't predict the future. But what I can tell you definitively is you did it again. You've got your franchise quarterback for years to come, thanks to a four-year, $220 million extension for Jordan Love. You did it again. Today's a day of celebration. Today's a day of saying, hell yeah, baby. Cha-ching. Did it again. Jordan Love's your guy. 4 years. $220 million extension for Jordan Love. Big thanks to Adam Schefter, ESPN Senior NFL Insider, for joining us. Big thank you to Jason Wilde, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year and host of Wilde and Tash, for joining us. Big thank you to producer Tiny Hands, Hunter Vaughn, for the video stream and keeping us on the air at ESPN Madison. Producer Tiny Hands, if you don't understand the joke, you got to subscribe. Mr. Irrelevant, weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12:30 on the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. Hunter and I, producer Tiny Hands. Big thanks to Ashy, back in the captain's chair. Ashton Rotman. Rotsots! Get your Rotsots here at the Gruber Law Offices One Call. That's all studios for running the show. Good job, Ashy. Nice work.
Thanks, Trophy. That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Can you give me the name of the show one more time for
yeah, well, I got to thank Gabe Neisel, and then I'll give you the name.
He left early. He didn't deserve a thank you.
He was here for 2.5 hours. He's about to do another three. He's coming up in half an hour with Jonathan Zaslow on ESPN Radio, breaking down Tua and Jordan Love extensions. A lot of NFL talk coming up from 12 to 3. Jonathan Zaslow and the great Gabe Neisel. This has been, Ash, you ready?
Oh, buddy, I'm ready.
This has been the Jordan Love contract extension extravaganza on ESPN Wisconsin. More coverage coming up all weekend long, and we'll be back with you beginning at 7 a.m. Monday. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's been a blast, man. Jordan Love, the richest man in the NFL. 4 years, $220 million. I'm Alex Strofe. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.